Here we go again. Another hour with the Wicked Witch of Watts.
Man, I think she's in a bad mood today. Somebody ripped off a tape deck off of her broom.
Yesterday, I served my last day of detention. I never want to stay out of school again.
Why she give you a month's detention anyway?
Because I yelled popsicle in the middle of the class.
Well, why'd you do that, Rerun?
I heard a bell ringing somewhere, and I thought it was the good humor man.
Man, you gonna have to get on Miss Collins' good side.
Yeah, I gotta do something that'll really make her happy.
Hmm. You could join the Navy.
Good morning, Miss Collins.
All right, class. Stop the talking and open your books to page 53, Roger.
Are you talking to me?
You're late for class.
But the bell just rang.
Just rang is the point, Roger. You're late for class. Now, you're the president of this class, and you're supposed to set a good example. So you'd better have a good reason.
I do. I have a great excuse. I lost my voice. But luckily, my kid sister found it.
Obviously, you haven't had time to think up a good excuse. I think a week of detention will help to clear your brain.
You're gonna give me a week's detention just because I made a dumb joke?
No, Roger. You get a week for the joke and a week for being late. That's 2 weeks detention. Now, I think we've held up the class long enough.
But, Miss Collins, I...
Would you like to try for three?
Three?
The class seems to think you're very funny, Roger. Perhaps they'll stop laughing when they see the questions on this surprise quiz.
What? Oh, you see, there's no reason for her to give a surprise quiz. You
understand? All right, stop the mumbling. Stop the mumbling.
Thank you for the surprise quiz, Miss Collins.
What's with him?
Man, he's trying to be good. He doesn't want to go to detention anymore. Yesterday, he served his last day of a 2-year sentence.
Congratulations, Rerun.
Keep it down, Rog. I don't want to get in trouble.
There will be absolutely no more talking.
Greg,
Greg. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, guys. Why are you guys so late?
Miss Collins kept us after school again.
Yeah, she's driving me crazy. I haven't seen the Mike Douglas show in 2 years.
Man, you stayed after school, too?
Uh-huh.
Well, what for?
Daylight savings time.
She blamed you for that?
No, it starts to get dark about 4:30, and I didn't want to walk home by myself.
Uh-huh. All right, what are you guys going to have?
I have an orange soda.
Okay. Give me a chocolate shake.
Chocolate shake. Okay, Dwayne?
How's the meatloaf?
Oh, the meatloaf is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Learned 2 new tricks today. Oh, yeah. See, you learned how to sit down and then lie down. But nobody can teach it how to stay down.
I think I have a grape soda.
Oh, you got it.
Thank you.
Miss Collins is ruining my senior year.
She's been ruining mine for the past 3 years.
But what I can't believe is that the PTA is honoring her for 25 years of teaching.
Wow, 25 years in one school? That must be a record.
Hang in there, Rerun. You got a chance at breaking it.
But I know one thing. I won't be at that stupid PTA thing.
Mm-hmm. She'll probably get a gold watch. That way she'll know exactly how many hours she kept you after school.
You mean they're gonna be giving her presents and stuff?
Yeah.
Rerun, you just gave me an idea.
Me? Thanks, Raj.
Hey, look, I gotta go. Meet me at my house after dinner.
Can I come for dinner?
Dee, I'm leaving now. I'll be late for Miss Clark's dinner party.
Okay, Mom.
Look, I'll see you kids later, and I'll be home early. And do you listen to Roger tonight? Remember, he's your big brother.
I'd give every penny I have to forget it. So how was school, Raj?
Couldn't be better, Dee.
So you like detention hall?
What are you talking about?
My friend Sissy Perdue's brother Roy is dating a girl whose cousin is in your history class. Need I say more?
So you know I got detention, so what?
If you play your cards right, you know what they say. The buck stops here.
There's a quarter.
I said a buck.
Dee, I can't afford to keep giving you money.
It's gonna break poor mama's heart when I tell her. Poor mama.
All right. Here.
Poor mama, rich me.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, hey, hey. All right, Raj, what's the big secret?
Here's how we're finally gonna get even with Miss Collie.
What is he talking about? He's always coming up with some scheme. You gonna give her a present?
We're gonna give her this box.
Well, what's in it?
Nothing. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, if you're an empty box freak.
Why do you want to give Miss Collins an empty box?
A gift is supposed to show someone what you think of her.
Oh, I get it. And that's what you think of her.
Not me. We.
Let's see. It was the Battle of San Juan Hill, and the man's name was Theodore Roosevelt.
Very good. Frederick, stand up. What can you tell me about the Spanish-American War?
Nothing you don't already know.
Frederick. How did the Spanish-American War end?
Like this. I surrender, y'all! So...
That will be enough. Sit down, Frederick. Now, class, we have just a minute left, and I want to use it to thank you for your gift. It was really quite a surprise. I know that most of my students think of me as a, well, kind of a tough, mean, rotten old lady. Well, let me tell you, I am. And I'll continue to be just as tough and as mean as I have to be, because you kids are worth it. Can you understand that? Of course you can, because you're a very bright class, and I'm very proud of you. Roger, may I see you a minute? Roger, as moved as I was by the gift itself, I was doubly impressed because I saw your handwriting on the card.
You recognize my handwriting?
Yes. And it takes a very mature young man to forgive a cranky schoolteacher for some hasty and harsh punishment.
It's nothing.
You have that rare insight that makes it possible for you to understand why I sometimes have to be hard. When all I want is for my kids to make it out there.
Oh, look at you!
What?
I got it in the wrong size.
What?
I'll take it right back and get it in the right size.
It's not what's in the box that's important.
Believe me, it's what's in the box that's important.
No, Roger. It's the thought behind it. Roger, I am so touched by this gift that I'm not even going to open it until tomorrow in front of everyone.
Oh, no, don't open it.
Hello, Gertrude.
Oh, hello, Louis. Roger, this is my husband. Louis, I'd like you to meet Roger.
Pleased to meet you, Roger. My wife has spoken of you quite often. She thinks the world of you.
Yeah, I think the world of her, too. Well, I'll see you later. I'll just take this home and keep it overnight for safekeeping.
Roger, it'll be perfectly safe here. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
That's quite a lad. Well, dear, you ready to go?
Yes. You know, it might not be a bad idea to take this box home. Lewis, would you put it in the car? It's from Roger in the class. I was never so surprised in my life. I walked in and there was his box sitting right on the desk. It's the first time in 25 years this has ever happened.
That's very nice.
I feel so terrible after doing that to Miss Collins. We really blew it.
You sure did, Rog.
Yeah, I don't know what got into you, brother. She's really a nice lady.
Hey, wait a minute. We're all in this together. Are we? I mean, you remember us, the Three Musketeers? All for one and one for all. Remember?
Hi, guys. Hi, Rerun. So, what's going down, other than your chances of ever graduating?
Knock it off, Shirley.
Phew, sorry. All right, what are you gonna have?
How about some poison?
Oh, you decided on the meatloaf, huh?
No.
It's me, Raj.
Raj who?
Dwayne.
Man, Raj, wow. Why'd you tell me it was you?
Never mind that. What are you doing here?
I guess the same thing you're doing here. Did you get Miss Collins something good?
Yeah, I don't know. It was the last minute. I hope she likes it.
What is it?
It's a book. Great restaurants of free Balkan countries.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a good book filled with pictures. It'll come in handy if she's ever in Yugoslavia. Besides, it's the only book I could afford.
You really gonna give that to her?
Yeah. You have a better idea?
Yeah, I got something Miss Collins is gonna love.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Hold on, I'll let you see it. Well, what do you think?
A linoleum frog?
Isn't it cute?
Dwayne, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It is not ugly. And besides, it's very useful. See, she can put flowers in the mouth and candles out of the eyes. Look, man.
Is anybody here?
Who goes there?
Oh, hi, Raj. It's me, Rerun.
Rerun who?
Shh.
Hey, how did you get in?
What do you mean, how did I get in? The same way you guys got in.
Who you kidding, Rerun? The only way in is through that high window at the back of the school. You couldn't have climbed all the way up there.
I didn't have to climb up to that. I stood on a big garbage can.
Well, it's a little wastebasket now.
What are you guys doing here?
The same thing you're doing here.
Yeah, what'd you get Miss Collins?
An autographed picture of Lou Rawls.
Hey, let me see it. To Miss Collins, a really neat lady, best wishes, Lou Rawls. You autographed this yourself, didn't you, Rerun?
Yeah, how'd you know?
P.S., please don't flunk Rerun.
Well, which one is it gonna be, fellas? I vote on a frog.
Let's give her everything.
Okay.
Hey, the box is gone.
Oh, man, somebody stole the box.
Wait a minute. Miss Collins probably took the box home with her.
You mean we broke into school in the middle of the night for nothing?
When she opens that box and finds nothing, we're gonna get life. Or worse.
Oh, no. Somebody's out there.
Oh, man, Rog, what do we do?
Run.
Run?
Wait. Dwayne, where are you going?
I'm a frog.
Will you come on?
open your textbooks to page 67. Now, if you remember yesterday, we were talking about Roger.
Miss Collins, I know I'm late, but I promise you it's the last time.
It's perfectly all right, Roger.
I was taking my books out of my locker.
Roger, it's all right. I'm sure you have a very good reason for being late. As a matter of fact, I was very hard on you the other day and very unfair. I'm going to lift your detention.
Thank you, Miss Collins.
How about lifting my detention, Miss Collins?
Frederick, only the governor has that power.
Dee, is your brother coming down? He's going to be late for that testimonial.
I don't know, Mama. I heard him tell you 2 minutes ago he'd be down in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Coming, Mama.
There he goes lying to you again. I wouldn't blame you if you punish him for a month, and a good shot with his belt wouldn't hurt him either.
Dee.
Yeah?
Shut up.
Hey, Mama, maybe it's not such a good idea if I go tonight.
Why? Aren't you feeling well?
That's good. I feel terrible.
Well, where are you hurt? Are you in pain?
Pain?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Raj, where's the pain?
On the couch.
You aren't really sick, are you, Roger?
No, Mama.
Then why do you want to stay home?
I did a terrible thing to Miss Collins.
All right. What did you do?
Remember that gift box I had here a couple of days ago?
Yes, what about it?
I gave it to Miss Collins in honor of her testimonial.
So what's wrong with that?
Mama.
What?
The box was empty. It was a joke.
A joke?
You're a real riot, Rod.
So now she's going to open up in front of the parents and the faculty tonight. What am I going to do?
Are Rerun and Dwayne in on this, too?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised at you and Dwayne, but from Rerun, I might have expected it. You got to be suspicious of anybody who carries a picture of Sara Lee in their wallet.
Dee, will you be quiet?
So, see, now you know I don't want to go.
Roger, what you did was cruel and thoughtless. Let me tell you something.
Go easy on her, Mama. What Raj did wasn't cruel or thoughtless. It was just dumb.
This is true.
Thanks a lot.
Feel better now?
Much.
Now, Roger, when I get home from work, I hope you'll have all this straightened out.
Okay, Mom. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Yes, darling. Go on.
I just saw Miss Collins and her husband come out of the principal's office.
Did you tell her?
I couldn't. There were too many people around.
Oh, man, what are we gonna do, Raj? Come on, think.
I got it.
What is it?
We'll watch her open the box, and then we'll look at her eyes, and as soon as we know that she sees there's nothing in the box, we'll jump up and say, what is it? What happened? Who stole the bracelet?
Bracelet, all right.
Yeah, you got it.
I got it.
What bracelet, Raj? Make believe, Rerun.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yay! Get ready, Dwayne.
I'm ready. You ready, Rerun?
Ready, Dwayne. Ready, Raj? I'm ready, Rerun. You ready, Dwayne?
We are all ready already.
Thank you, parents, members of the faculty, and students.
Oh, where is it? What up? But I was ready, right?
Well, this has been quite a day for me, and frankly, I am dying to see what's in here. Oh. All right. There we go. Well, I don't know. Oh, my dear. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Who put that junk in there?
Oh, Thank you. It's so beautiful. Thank you all so much. And Roger, as president of the class, again, thanks.
Don't mention it.
That's a beautiful vase, fellas.
Well, it's thanks a lot, Mr. Collins, but it was really nothing.
What do you mean nothing? It cost me $60.
You picked the vase?
Well, it wasn't the vase fairy.
How did you know the box was empty?
Well, luckily, your mother called me just before we left the house, and I was able to run down and pick up the vase without Gertrude finding out.
Gertrude. Sorry, Mr. Collins. I mean, it was a terrible mistake. We snuck in here last night. There were some real gifts in it, didn't we? I mean, you do believe us, don't you?
Yeah, if you want proof, just look outside. You see a little waste basket. It used to be a big garbage can.
Really, you gotta believe us, Mr. Collins. That's the truth. I even brought her this linoleum frog. You want it? Here.
Oh, well, you believe us, don't you?
Yes, I do, Phyllis.
Oh, I wish there was some way we could pay you back.
There is. Pay me back. Well, let's see now. It cost me $60. Now, we'll be even if each of you gives me $1 a week until you graduate.
Till I graduate? That could run into thousands.
Is that a deal?
Fair enough.
Oh, this is just beautiful. Thank you.
Well, it sounds like Mr. Collins is a nice man.
Yeah, but you really saved our lives, Mama.
I hope from now on you'll be a little more thoughtful for other people. Good night, Mama.
Good night, baby.
Good night, thoughtless.
Hold it, young lady. You happen to have a wonderful brother. He made a mistake and he tried to correct it. Now get over there and kiss him goodnight.
What?
You heard me. Kiss your brother goodnight. Maybe if you try to act like you love one another, you feel like you love one another. Now kiss each other goodnight. Well, now, that wasn't painful at all, was it? Roger?
No, Mom.
Yeah, that wasn't painful, was it, Dean?
Well, it's a little in between athlete's feet and diaper rash.